Now, I was actually in Washington, D.C. in April of last year, and I attended the oral arguments on both sides of the debate, whether Quill should be overturned or not. And I think after those oral arguments, the consensus amongst practitioners and people who were paying attention was that in most likelihood, the Supreme Court would affirm the physical presence requirement. They would uphold Quill. I personally thought that would be the case. I wasn't expecting the outcome that came on June 21st, 2018, when, of course, I was on my summer vacation with my kids in Gettysburg. I get an email alert that the Supreme Court issued its decision, and my vacation was suddenly over. Supreme Court overturned Quill and eliminated the physical presence requirement for nexus. The court said that, quote, Quill has come to serve as a judicially created tax shelter for businesses that decide to limit their physical presence and still sell their goods and services to a state's customers. I personally thought that was a little bit harsh. But regardless, today there is no longer a convenient and well-understood bright line rule to follow. Ironically, the case was remanded back to South Dakota, and South Dakota and Wayfair actually settled out of court, and South Dakota actually repealed and passed a new law with the same thresholds for sales and transactions, prospective only, with a new effective date. So where does that leave us today? Most states either enacted laws or promulgated rules similar to South Dakota, and most included prospective application dates. This whole idea of prospective application was a big issue for the out-of-state retailers because they did not want to be on the hook for retroactive tax liabilities. As we all know, sales tax is a pass-through. Retailers charge sales tax, collect it from consumers, and remit it to the appropriate jurisdiction. It's known as a trust fund tax, like payroll withholding taxes, because it's the tax is held in trust for the government. It's just a pass-through. Collect, remit, and you're done. But if a state were to say, well, out-of-state retailer, you now owe sales tax for the last 5 years or 4 years or 3 years, whatever it is, it's very hard for that out-of-state retailer to go back and retroactively collect from the end user consumer. So retroactive application was a big concern, certainly was a big topic during the oral arguments. But when the Supreme Court issued its decision, one of the factors that it liked about the South Dakota law was that it was prospective only. Some states initially, after Wayfair said that they were going to retroactively apply their laws, but they quickly changed their course when they realized that that was probably a loser based on the Supreme Court's own language. So in most cases, I think with the one exception of Massachusetts that's still hanging out there, most states are applying their laws prospectively. Now, when it comes to the different thresholds, each state has taken on their own approach. So while some states have followed the South Dakota threshold of 100,000 of sales or 200 transactions to create economic nexus, other states created higher thresholds. Georgia, New York, Ohio, and Texas, and even Massachusetts increased theirs to 500,000. Why? In order to protect small businesses. One of the concerns during oral arguments was that small businesses that don't have the financial wherewithal to comply with, you know, thousands of different taxing jurisdictions at both the state and local level, how would they be able to comply with all this? It's a burden on them. So states said, well, you know, 250,000 is a reasonable threshold. If you're under that, we'll consider you to be a small business, and we're not going to put the burden on you to have to collect and remit from consumers in our state. New York went 300,000, and then Ohio, Texas, 500,000. So obviously the bigger states chose larger thresholds, which makes sense. Now we have here some notable exceptions for states that hadn't given guidance. Just within the last month, this has changed. So you can see the quick pace with which states jumped on board at the end of their legislative sessions. Arizona introduced bills on May 21st, which actually took a really different approach. They have thresholds that start high, 200,000 in 2019, and then decrease over the next 2 years to 150,000 in 2020 and 100,000 in 2021 and beyond. That would be effective starting September 30th, 2019. New Mexico adopted thresholds, adopted actually just a threshold for sales, 100,000 in sales and no transactions. So meaning if you just strictly meet the 100,000 sales threshold, then you have nexus regardless of how many transactions you have. That's effective July 1, 2019. Virginia took a little bit different approach. It's 100,000 in sales or 200 transactions. That's effective July 1 of 2019. Kansas had a bill that was actually passed but vetoed by the governor in March. And Florida has yet to issue guidance.